You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, we're going to continue our Your Hometown series today as we look at Schaumburg. And, you know, Medieval Times has been closed because of the pandemic, but they're getting ready to reopen. So let's say hello to the head knight, Edward Maciejczyk, joins us. Edward, welcome.
Hi, how are you today?
All right, so tell me, what does a head knight do at Medieval Times?
Well, it's quite a lot, actually. Our primary job is to train up the newer knights and train up the horses to be able to do the stunts and perform the games and the fights all safely.
And can anyone walk in and apply to be a knight? I mean, you know, I'm 50. I forgot how old I am. Edward, I'm 58. I've been on a horse before, and I was in a fight in middle school. Do I qualify?
Hey, man, there's no age restrictions. Yeah.
Well,
we prefer anyone that has any kind of athletic background definitely helps. Horse background helps, but we do train entirely within our castle. So even if you don't have any horse experience or any kind of background in any kind of sword fighting, we do train from the ground up.
Is it the sort of thing where it's like an audition for a play when someone comes in?
Not quite, because no. You do start as a squire. So it's a regular interview process that you would get, like, even in an office job. We just try to see if you fit the dynamic of our team. And if the head knight feels that you're a good fit, you go on to the general manager. And then, yeah, you just start off in – actually, you do start out in his stables to see if you can be comfortable with our horses. We have a very good program to make you comfortable in our stables and make sure that you're good with all the horses and everything. That's about 2 to 3 weeks to get certified there. And then you – get down the sand and run around with the squires.
How many altogether are people are in the knight program like that?
It varies castle to castle. We'd like to, our fully staffed, I believe, would be 25 knights and squires, like, as a whole. We'd like to have about 15 to 17 knights. If you're very lucky, you can get that. Sometimes yeah. You only have seven. We do need 6 knights to perform in the show, and then we need 6 squires. That's a bare minimum. And then that doesn't include the backstage tasks and all the little things you really don't think about, like someone opening curtain or changing the horses.
What's the hardest thing to teach?
Hardest thing to teach, it really does vary on the individual. That some people really struggle with the horse riding, others struggle with the sword fighting. Some people, they just rock through the entire training program, and then all of a sudden they hit a wall with something as silly as, you know, not being able to put up a shoulder block, if you will, you know. So every individual has their own shortcomings and the strengths and everything. So we try to just work on whatever they struggle with while just shining light whenever they're, you know, achieving at a higher caliber than expected.
I'm pretty sure I would be stopped well short of the shoulder block. I don't think I'd get that far.
You never know, man.
No, I'm pretty sure, Edward. But so, you have to have, it's just not someone, you have to be a fairly accomplished rider to pull this off, right?
Yes, and we do train, most people that do come in, they have zero experience with horses. So we do train you how to ride, because our style of riding is kind of a hybrid of many different types of disciplines. And we do have a very strong program where we can teach guys from, you have to be 18 or over. So anyone that's even never touched a horse, we could teach you how to sit on them. And then within, the fastest guy I've seen get in is 10 weeks. And that's 10 weeks of learning how to ride a horse, and he's already able to perform a stunt safely.
You know, I brought my kids many years ago, so I haven't been in a while. But do the knights get knocked off their horses? I'm trying to recall.
Yes, yeah. Okay. We do have a few stunts where the knights get knocked off the horse, either at the joust or after the horseback portion of the show.
And there's got to be a risk of injury there, right?
We do mitigate risk as much as we can. We have our sand is a little higher than a normal horse arena sand. Mm-hmm. We just for the safety of our riders. So we teach everyone how to perform the stunts safely, because the unique thing about this position is we don't really have an off season. We do have busy seasons where we perform more shows, but we don't have a complete off season. So we need to be able to, like Michael Phelps had a good saying, it's like be tuned up like a Ferrari, but be as reliable as a tractor. So we do train everyone how to be able to perform the stunts every single day safely, so they can have a long career with us.
Listen, do you ever want to cut your hair?
Yeah. we can cut our hair. It's been an ongoing, everyone can either have short hair or long hair. It is encouraged to have long hair, but my wife's never seen me with short hair, so I don't know how she would handle that.
Yeah, that would take me more than 10 weeks. Forget about the program. It would take me more than 10 weeks to get my hair to where yours is.
You can have short hair. We have hoods and everything.
So I know you're getting ready to open up in Schaumburg again. What kind of steps can you tell us you're doing there to reassure everybody?
We currently have, I believe it is 5 castles open right now. So all the castles that are currently closed are going to slowly be either visiting the castle that are open to see the procedures that they're undergoing in order to make sure that the guests and the performers and all the employees are safe. Currently, no castle has any outbreaks from COVID that caused anyone to shut down everything. So we are, as a company, are really going above and beyond any state regulator or federally regulated COVID procedures. Like, all the servers have masks and face shields. Everything gets disinfected. We have lots of different cleaning procedures that we didn't have before. It's even in the nice department, like backstage and everything, after anything is used, it gets disinfected before and after each show. The performers, the knights themselves, have to wear masks throughout the entire show. So even while they're fighting and doing stunts, we have specially designed masks for just simply that, just to be able to wear them with a filter inside of it while we're doing the show. And all of our employees are always, they're following the procedures that CDC guidelines are asking us to, but also we're making a lot of effort not to get lax now that, you know, everyone, sure, I know is tired of COVID, but we're still taking it very seriously to make sure that once the castles do open, they can remain open so we can keep on entertaining people and make sure that they can have some sort of escape from all of this.
Well, medieval times certainly is a fixture in Schaumburg. Edward Maciejczyk, the head knight there. It was great to talk to you, Edward. Thank you.
It was my pleasure. Thank you very much.